My PSA for today, that is my public service announcement, is to begin by saying prayer should come with a warning. Be careful what you ask for. You just may get it. In our Bible study this week, many participants shared how their prayers were answered, often in unexpected and surprising ways. Or some shared that their prayers seemingly went unanswered, and only when looking back were they able to see, and it became clear to them that God had an altogether different plan. Therefore, it had nothing to do with the efficacy of their prayers. I say that because as I read this passage for this week that's assigned, I couldn't help but wonder just how many people down through the ages have prayed for the same thing the apostles asked of Jesus. Increase our faith. Give us more. Make it bigger, larger. It seems even the most pious among us are prone to feel as though we don't have enough faith, especially when our prayers seem to fall on deaf ears, as if faith can somehow be measured, quantified. It can't. It's not really either or, as in either you have faith or you don't. That's just another way of trying to somehow make it quantifiable. Jesus' response to the apostles' request to increase their faith was to compare their faith to a tiny little mustard seed. He said, if you have faith, and really it's saying, if you have faith and you do, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, Jesus said, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. That sounds a little bizarre. But in a reflection on this text, Pastor Brian Stoffergen recalled a brief prayer he heard years ago. It went something like, oh God, I didn't pray for enough faith to move mountains. I can get enough dynamite and bulldozers to do that. What I need to ask for is enough faith to move me. Enough faith to move me. While I forewarned you to be careful what you pray for, I have to say perhaps that's the prayer we should all be praying. For our faith to move us to action. Action that's made manifest in acts of mercy and love toward one another, toward our neighbors in need, toward all of God's creation, all God's creatures. Move us, move me to acts of mercy, grace, love, charity. Yet, to be clear, in our tradition, that is in the Lutheran tradition, as Christians, we teach that faith itself is a gift freely given to us in baptism. I suppose, like any gift, it can be left unopened, unused. It could be ignored. And as with any gift freely given, it's undeserved by the recipient, by those who receive it. That is to say, it's unearned, unmerited. The gift of faith is God's delight to give to us. And it comes to us with a promise made visible to us in the waters of holy baptism, where we are named and claimed children of God, the same Heavenly Father, where we are drowned in Christ's death and raised up with Christ into a new life, as new creatures of the Creator, as a new creation, and where we are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Just as David and Benjamin were just a few weeks ago when you were baptized here, David. You received that promise with us. And just as George Hansen's great-granddaughters, Avery and Lula, will be this coming week, next Saturday, baptized into Christ. This gift of faith comes with a promise that has now been fulfilled to our sisters in Christ, Tara Pratt, Peg Emery, Kristen Ware, Tracy Boring, and all of our loved ones who now rest in the loving arms of Jesus and are part of God's eternal realm. That is a gift. Yet I have to say, it's only natural, I think, to sometimes doubt whether our faith is sufficient. And so we need to be reminded that we have received this gift as a gift from God for us, to us. And it is enough, more than enough. That's not to suggest that we're off the hook. That would be too easy. That would be cheap grace, as Bonhoeffer said. Our response to this gift that's been given to us from God through the Holy Spirit, is to be faithful and faith-filled. We have sufficient faith, but now we are called to be faithful, to be faith-filled. And that's the hard part. The dynamite and bulldozer can take care of moving the mulberry tree, but the challenge we face is in living our faith by being obedient to the will of God and not our own, by following the footsteps of Jesus and becoming servants of Christ and therefore of one another and of our neighbors in need and of all of creation. In other words, by being moved, by letting our faith move us into action. The Apostle Paul spoke of an all-sufficient faith, a faith that lived first in Timothy's grandmother Lois, then in his mother Eunice, and finally now rested on Timothy. The faith that we have received that has been passed on to us from generation to generation through our grandparents and parents, and then nurtured by Sunday school teachers and youth leaders and other members of a community to which we belong, and pastors and theologians and gospel writers and writers of the books of the Bible. All of that passed on to us from generation to generation. Central Lutheran Church is rich with the generation of with the love and faithfulness of the generations that came before us. We are blessed, and we have been blessed to be a blessing. It is a seed that God has planted in us through our baptism. And while it's true that the seed of faith needs to be nurtured, God has planted more than enough faith in us. Therefore, we have more than enough faith to meet the challenges before us. I can say that with confidence because I believe God's grace is always more than sufficient. God's power working in and through us is enough. God's love is vastly more than our imaginations can even begin to fathom. And since God is the giver of this all-sufficient gift of grace and faith, and that God provides all that we need, it stands to reason that faith, too, is more than enough. And so in closing, I want to remind you that through God's grace and this God-given gift freely given to us, which has been poured out upon us through the waters of baptism, The Holy Spirit is upon us. It is working in us and through us, both individually and as a community of faith together. This gift that's all sufficient, this gift of faith that's been given to us, is sufficient. It is enough to manage the difficult times, to overcome the tragic times, to celebrate the joyful times, and to remain faithful in all times. Let that be the prayer on our hearts this day. Amen.